Hi again, everyone. Welcome back one more time to our Meadowlands studio. Nancy Newman here with you with the edition of the Nissan Post Game Show. Our final score from Continental Airlines Arena, 86-82 Nets victorious. Also with the victory, the Nets improved to 34-39 on the season with 9 games remaining. They even the season series with the 76ers, both those wins coming at home. So now the latest look at the Eastern Conference standings, the bottom of it. Well, it's a tie for 7-8 with Orlando for the Nets. But New Jersey holds the tie break due to a better conference record. Now the Knicks are playing currently versus New Orleans, Oklahoma City, and they are losing. We hope to have a final for you a little later in the show. Indiana and Orlando both idle. So that's the very latest look at the bottom of those Eastern Conference standings. And time for us to welcome back in the men who called tonight's game, Marv Albert and Jim Spanarkel. And guys, very much clearly a poor start on both sides, but the Nets came out with something to show for it in the third quarter, especially Vince Carter, the catalyst. And this is really the kind of energy we need to see if this team really hopes to make a serious playoff push.
Well, first of all, it was not an artistically played first half.
I
saw you try to leave several times, which
you kept grabbing the back of my jacket.
A little embarrassing. But the second half, a different story, and as Nancy mentioned, it was Vince Carter who provided the spark, just turned it around in the third quarter.
He did, and I think the way he did it too, Marv, if you recall, we showed a highlight package in before. We'll take a look at him again. Driving to the basket was the key component of that. He put it in his mind that I have to take it to the basket, make things happen. He had the knee problem that we talked about, so he was sluggish in the first half with only 7 minutes and change. But that opened up the outside part of the floor for him. So a good effort for Vince, especially in that third.
And as you see, 8 of 16 overall, 19 points, had 11 of the 19 in the third quarter. And how about Jason Kidd, although he was not hitting his shot, but I thought his aggressive play defensively really opened things up. It was all hustle on the part of Jason. He had 5 steals, and he finished with 8 assists.
And that's one of the things with Kidd is that even when he's not scoring, he's such a factor. And here we see him with the hands on a fast break. So he saved the bucket just then on that play. A couple of straight-up man-to-man type steals that he had. But really a very aggressive opportunities for Jason at the defensive end. And then he does his little things that go unnoticed, the way he sets the tone for the team also.
And Lawrence Frank also has to be very happy with the play off the bench. As you see the numbers for Kidd, just 4 of 13, but the 8 assists and the 5 steals. Clifford Robinson with perhaps his best game of the season.
Right.
Hit 5 of 6, 11 points. And Antoine Wright also did the job.
I think both of them, Robinson and Antoine Wright, started to get comfortable tonight in terms of knowing when the ball was coming their direction that they had to shoot it. Because they're wide open. You look at Cliff right now shooting the ball from deep in the right-hand corner. He had one from the left side also. So his numbers were good. Wright's were good. And I thought with Antoine, I thought there was more of a kind of a natural way of playing basketball instinctively rather than thinking and hesitating.
Both teams playing back-to-back, the 76ers knocking off the Celtics at home last night. And as we talked about on the telecast, that was not a wonderful game.
That was not.
Steve Mix, the color commentator for the 76ers, filled you in on that.
Well, with 48 turnovers in the game, that says it all right there. That's that.
8 by Samuel D'Alembert. Yeah. But the 76ers won the game. They had come into tonight winners of 3 of the last 4. But a different story here tonight because 2 of their top players did not play at their usual level. I'm talking about Andre Iguodala and Kyle Korver.
And when they don't get Korver shooting the ball, it's a different type of team because you can kind of collapse the floor a little bit more. And Iguodala just off. I mean, I like his game. He's very energetic, athletic on the floor. So it's nice that the Nets catch him on an off night because they probably needed that, because if he came out and put up a 30 on them, this game would have been a lot more in jeopardy.
And Korver only 4 of 14 from the field. So the Nets now have won 3 of the last 4, and they have moved into a tie for 7th and 8th place with the Magic. Orlando idle today. They will be at home tomorrow for the Timberwolves. And the Nets face the Hawks here on Wednesday night. 3 days of rest. And then Atlanta, they split the previous 2 games, both going down to the final seconds. both with two-point games. Right. Nets with vivid memories of losing the game in Atlanta on that Tyronn Lue shot right at the end.
And they can't like the memories, and they can't let that exist on the next game when they play him, because and the three-day rest is going to be good. Obviously, Clifford Robinson, we just touched on him in the postgame with his knee bothering him, so that'll give him a little bit more time, and Vince Carter obviously will help him also.
And you're feeling all right? Because I know you'll be on hand Wednesday.
Yeah, I do like 3 days off. That helps me a lot.
You're not going to be sluggish now, because, you know, it could be a rusty situation.
I'm very sluggish, though. So.
Let's get back to Nancy.
All right. 3 days off is a very good thing. Thanks, guys. Thanks for taking us through it. See you next time. As well, 86-82 Nets victorious over the 76ers. A very low-scoring first half, but the Nets offense did the job in the second half, coming out with something to prove. Both teams shot rather equally over the game. Nets shot well from the free throw line, but of note, certainly today, personal history for the head coach, Lawrence Frank. His 150th win as the Nets head coach, the very most in Nets history, surpassing Byron Scott. Let's hear from the man of the hour.
Yeah, I think Jason, Vince, and Richard really established it. We were having a hard time with energy. If it wasn't for Antoine Wright in that first half, we'd really be in a bad way. I thought Antoine gave us a huge lift on the defensive end. He made some shots to boot. So Antoine kind of hung us in there. We probably played enough defense to get through without being in too big a deficit. And then I thought Jason, Vince, and Richard asserted themselves from and took the game, and then we had a huge lift from Cliff in that second half, and so we did enough to win. It was a tough game, it's a hard thing. The game's mounting up. We had some tired legs, but yet we did enough to win, and we're fortunate to come out with a W.
You not get your 150th moving into the winningest coach set carries special significance to you?
No, well, I think not to diminish anything. I think, anytime as a coach something like that happens, it's very much a direct reflection of your players, your staff, management, and ownership. We're in a quest. We've been a little bit, obviously disappointed with how our year has gone. So everything's about team things, individual milestones at this point really, don't put, really play a place in anything. And we know we need to do better, and we have to continue to improve.
Are you worried about the energy? Sometimes in games like this, it carries through for the whole game. Were you worried that was going to happen?
I think, you just got to kind of find it within. I mean, both teams were kind of struggling with it. I mean, Philly, had been playing well, and, we were well aware. I mean, they were down 19 to Miami, and they came back and won. So sometimes it just takes a little while to get it going, and we were fortunate again that we were able to hold serve, so to speak, by defending, which at least gave us a little bit of a margin for error. So when we did have a spurt, we were able to, instead of being buried, we were in a position to take the lead.
Moments ago, we saw our Jim Spanarkel speak with Cliff Robinson, who had a major day off the bench. So did Antoine Wright. He had a day. He, along with Uncle Cliffy, making a big impact tonight as far as the Nets reserves go. He started a few games back when Richard Jefferson was hurt, but his playing time has been sparse for most of the year. But tonight, nice night. His career high is 16, which came early this season in the game against Miami. Tonight, 12 points on the night. 9 of his 12 coming in that second quarter, along with an assist and 3 rebounds. Antoine Wright spoke with our Michelle Vito.
First half, pretty ugly both sides. Was that just a case of everyone being tired? And what happened during halftime?
Well, we just came out a little flat. And, when we come out flat like that, it's important to remember what we're playing for. So when we came in here at the half, coach said, we're playing for bigger things. So, guys, we knew guys were going to come out and step up.
Overall, the comfort level of this team with 9 games left and going down the stretch, knowing that any given night, tonight it was you and Cliff, the other night it's Boakye and Josh, somebody's going to light up and get double digits. Is that something that you guys are counting on each and every night now?
Well, we know we have to be ready. Eddie being out, none of us can do what Eddie does, but, we're going to have to try to bring that energy that he brings with him being out of the lineup. So, it's going to be different guys every night. And then some nights you're going to have Marcus and J-Kidd out there at the same time, but we all know we have to be ready.
So time now for the Wendy's player of the game. Wendy's do what's right, and it is Cliff Robinson. 40 years old, 41 in December, hasn't seen a whole lot of playing time this season, working through a sprained left knee, but 11 points tonight on 5 of 6 shooting. a strong contribution off the bench. And as Marv noted, likely the best all-around performance of his season. So with 11 points, one assist, and a couple of rebounds along the way. So he's your Wendy's player of the game. Another guy with a huge, huge night. How about this guy, Vince Carter. He didn't play much in that first half, spent much of it spectating with that right knee iced up. But three fouls along the way in that first half was really much of the reason he sat. But boy, did he come on in that third quarter and bolster that offense. Let's hear from Vince.
By any means, some halves will be pretty, some halves won't. But we have to continue to play. We have to continue to get the bench support like we got tonight and we've gotten in these past 6, 7 to 10 games. And, just keep going. You know, as much as we want to play a perfect game, it's not going to happen all the time. And, we have to just keep going, keep finding a way.
Give me an idea of what Antoine's been through this year.
I think it's been up and down for him. Me personally, I just try to stay in his ear just to keep him enthused and just keep him on board. And I think he's done a great job of just really being there. Of course, he's going to be down. Of course, he should be upset. He's not playing. And I, one thing I'm proud of him for doing is just whenever he gets his number called, just being ready to play and doing what needs to be done, whether it's a defensive stop or just being solid on the offensive end. And I think he was huge tonight. So hopefully that's just a confidence from not only for himself but from the coaching staff and trusting and putting him back in the rotation.
By 7 early in the third, did you feel that sense of urgency, knowing, you know, what a bad loss this would have been, as you're down by 7?
No, well, we just had to go out there, execute and play ball, play good basketball, move the ball, and just take good shots. Me personally, I didn't really do much in the first half, so I just wanted to put my mark in the game early and stay out of this foul trouble as much as possible and just give us a lift offensively as well as on the defensive end. So we got a little run going, and we kind of turned that deficit down to a nice little lead.
Lawrence gave you guys off, tomorrow and Monday? You don't have to practice again until Tuesday. Is this a good time to go? You talked about dead leg or tired legs. Do you think that's going to help?
I don't know. It's just time off is always good. You know, let some of the knee injuries heal and just to go right back at it when it's time. Personally, I'm kind of glad to see it. I can use a day or two off, but as a unit, I think it's time. It's a good time for a couple of guys a little banged up, had some small injuries that can probably use a couple of days off and get ready for our next game. So whenever it's time to get on the floor, we got to get it done again.
Well, how about Richard Jefferson? Even when he has a mediocre game shooting, he's still contributing 14 points tonight. And this marks 10 games in a row now where he's scored 10 points or more. He's averaging 18 points a game. And other than those first two games when he came back and he performed subpar, he's just been regaining form as the Nets did as this night went along. Here's Richard Jefferson with Michelle Beadle.
Yeah, it was extremely ugly in the first half. We were playing good defense. Our offense was awful, which was, opposite of what happened last night where, we scored a bunch of points but really couldn't stop anybody. So, it was tough in the first half, but, we regrouped in that second and had a good third quarter.
So what was the difference, during halftime?
Well, we knew that, we were, in striking distance. We just had to tune up our offense a little bit. Coach Frank, basically just came in here and said, hey, if you keep playing the same defense and just adjust your offense, and, offense is easy. It's easy to adjust on the offensive end. And once you do that, it makes things a lot easier.
Winning teams really step up. I mean, you were in the situation, you're down by 7, at a key point there, with 9 games to go. I mean, was it really time just to step up?
Well, we're playing more consistent basketball right now. We still have to get to that level where we can beat, good teams, like Detroit. Where we take them down to the last few minutes, we just can't make those plays. But as long as we continue to beat the teams that, we feel that we're favored against, and hopefully can improve to the point where we can beat the teams like Detroit, like a Cleveland, or like Chicago coming up, Washington in the next few weeks, that's where, you'll really see where our improvement is.
Coach Frank had a hard time taking all the accolades as far as becoming the winningest coach in Nets history, and he wanted to pass the buck to everyone else. What do you have to say about Coach Frank?
No, you know, that's him. He's always team first. And, you know, I've been fortunate to have the two best coaches in the history of the New Jersey Nets franchise as my coaches. You know, so that's a blessing in itself. But, you know, he's team first. And, you know, I think, you know, because his predecessor was somebody that he, you know, respected and the person that he, you know, took over and really gave him his chance. You know, I think that, you know, it's a bittersweet thing.
Is it a good feeling at least to have playoff destiny in your hands right at the moment?
Well, it's always been in our hands. You know, we've never really been out of the playoff race in the sense of, you know, you might have been 9 for a few days, but it's not like we dropped to 10th or 11th and we were battling our way. It's always been in our hands. You know, our schedule is against teams that we're battling with, whether it's Washington, whether it's Indiana or the Knicks. You know, these are teams that you're battling against. So, you know, it's always been in our hands.
And Jason Kidd, even when he's not scoring a lot of points, he's committing all kinds of steals. You're showing a lot of hustle off the bench, or rather a lot of hustle, period, including the 5 steals, knocking balls away. He was key in that go-ahead stretch in that third quarter, very aggressive defensively. 12 points, 4 of 13 shooting. Moments ago, Jay Kidd addressed the media.
Well, I don't know how many shots we made. You know, it was not pretty, but, you know, the big thing is we took care of business. We got to win. We defended tonight. That was probably the most, you know, you could take out of this game. But we made shots when we had to. And now we move on. Now we get a little rest here before we, you know, play Atlanta and Washington. So, you know, again, it's in our destiny to we control it. So if we can go out there and win, pretty or ugly, doesn't matter. As long as we win, we'll be fine.
Especially so after a tough loss to Detroit last night, to bounce back right away and come up with a big win.
Well, we put a lot of energy into that game, and I think you could see that in the first quarter that we were just maybe a step slow. And, you know, with Vince getting in foul trouble, you know, he's a big part of our offense. And so, you know, with the halftime score being what it was, we were very fortunate only to be down 5. And, you know, from there we took care of business in the second half. And, you know, everybody, you know, from Twan to Cliff making big shots for us there in the second half, it's always somebody coming off our bench who has helped us win ball games, and we're going to need that from this point on.
What would that first half of score would have looked like if Twan didn't play the way he did?
We probably would only score 20. I mean, Twan was big. You know, he gave us a boost. He carried us offensively there for a stretch for at least 6-7 minutes. And, you know, that's what makes this team a little, you know, special, because there's always somebody who, you know, has come off the bench and has given us a spark. And in that second quarter, second half, Cliff made some big shots for us to extend the lead.
You're tied now with Orlando, I think, for 7th. What do you guys have to do over the last couple of weeks to maintain that or
just drop back? Just win. I mean, we got to put a streak together. That would definitely help. If we can win, you know, more than just 2 games, if we can put a nice winning streak together and then continue to build on our defensive, you know, even though we gave up 110 points to Detroit last night, you know, our defense has been pretty good. And so we have to continue to get better if we want to have any chance to make it to the playoffs, and also if we want to do anything in the playoffs.
Well, that is going to do it for the Nissan postgame show. Our next broadcast of Nets basketball will come your way on Wednesday night when the team continues its playoff push by hosting the Atlanta Hawks. Pre-game coverage begins at 7, tip-off at 7:30, and a full recap following the action. So for Marv Albert, Jim Spanarkle, Michelle Beadle, and our entire YES Network team, I'm Nancy Newman saying thanks for watching, enjoy the rest of your night, and don't go away.